Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle.
Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass of Empowering Your Mind, and I'm the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising your standards. We have a question for you today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second week of May. What have you been doing? How have you been doing? Have you made any difference? Have you put a dent in your to-do list? Are you growing your businesses? Are you growing your ministry? Are you growing your family? What are you doing? And the question for today is, do you value yourself? Do you value you, your time? What is your time worth to you versus to others? And this is something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but, of course, I had to talk to myself because I'm bad about this. And I love to let others know about things whenever I learn something or find out about something. I love to share. I love for people to grow and build their dreams because everyone has a special something. We're all created in God's image. We're created for Him. We are created. Some are created to be bad people. just where it is. We have to accept it. Everyone in this world is not going to do good to you or mean you well. There are people placed on this earth to harm you, to test you, to challenge you, to push you to step up, to step forward, to inspire you. So what is your time worth? What value do you hold in yourself? So here at So Real, you know, we create within ourselves first. Before you can lead anyone or talk to anyone or inspire anyone, we have to first inspire ourselves, encourage ourselves. The Lord says to be encouraged, to encourage yourself, to humble yourself. And so these are things that we have the ability to do. We just don't do it. We just don't do it. And we can move mountains or we can sit on the molehill. Which one you want to do? I call it an ant bed because you're sitting there getting bit by opportunity. You're getting bit by advancement. You're getting bit by motivation. People around you are trying to get you to do some things, but yet you choose to just sit there and get bit, and you don't know why you're getting bit. You're slapping yourself and you're hitting yourself, but you're not moving. You're not getting up off the ant bed. So I want you to just be inspired. God has left us with a story of Christ. He left us a story of Christ in the book, in the Bible. I don't really like to call it. It's His book. So He's written the story with the journey of His Son. Throughout the beginning, from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus was there. So we all want to put Jesus in the New Testament and say that that was the only place He was present. But He was with His Father in the beginning, the three of them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They were there doing some things and creating some things, and God breathed life into this earth of ours, a place that He placed us to live. He found us to be special. But that's not all He offers. That's not all He gives us. That's not all He supplies or brings to us through His salvation. He has given his spirit to help us understand some things, to be able to be okay with some things, to forgive, to move forward. He gives it to us sometimes some bittersweet situations. He gives us encouragement. He allows mainly for the word to be here, which is from the greatness of his heart for us. He loves us. So what do you value for yourself? How do you value you? God values you greatly because he sacrificed his son for us. So we're going to talk a little bit. This is business, believers in business here. So we believe in taking it from the scriptural standpoint and moving and advancing as God would see fit. We don't go by what the world wants from us or expects from us because they already call us a peculiar people. So we already want 2-3 steps ahead of the game. So don't feel like you're being left behind in that sense. There's a season where people will be left behind, but it won't be God's season. So be inspired. Your value, let's start with a few things that we're familiar with. How about a car? You value your car. What about clothes? We've been talking about this a little bit for the month of May, but I want us to really understand how great we really are. Yeah, you have clothing, you have shoes, you have your vehicle, you got to put gas in it, you got to maintenance it, you got tires, you got shoes for your car, you got brakes, you got to get an oil change. So you got to keep your car just as healthy as we keep our bodies. But the car runs well, but we have to care for it. We have to maintenance it. We have to service it, okay? So our bodies are the same thing. So how do you value you? Will you take your car to the shop and get your tires done and all of that, but you won't take yourself for a checkup or go get your visual annually, your teeth cleaned annually? How do you value you? How important are you? And then if you don't value you, why would you expect others to value you? Okay, so self-worth is to evaluate him or herself worth, how you look at what you have to offer. And everyone has a gift. They have something that they can bring. How many times have we been looking on Facebook and we have even movie stars go around making these surreal shows about homeless folks and all this stuff, and you see these people and they can sing underneath all that scruffiness, and you clean them up, there's this gorgeous somebody. And there was an actor, I can't think of who it is, it's the gentleman who plays Amistad. He played the slave. He was homeless, and someone saw him with that smile. You know, it's just, how do you value you? How do you see you? You know, the most, when you just unexpected, it just hits you with some type of success or greatness, or someone acknowledges you, they bless you. How do you value you? You know, we keep ourselves humble, but at the same time, you have to still find value in you because you have Christ in you. And greater is he that is in me, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, than he that is in the world. So, yes, we have value. We have value no matter what your monetary value is, the value of you as a person. There is something that is important to someone else that's in you, and only you can give it to that person. So value you. Then it says that it is a judgment on oneself as well as an attitude towards yourself. So how do you treat you? Do you go get your hair done, nails done, do your own? I know I do my own hair sometimes, and I can paint my own nails, but there are times when I want to go and get a manicure and a pedicure, you know, let my feet soak, get the little back rub, you know, to treat yourself every now and then so that you can get rejuvenated for your next. You know, some people go hang out with their friends. They may go to a football game, basketball game, or girls may go to a girls' night out, so maybe a jazz club, or some people go to plays or operas. You know, there's different types of ways for you to wind down and to rejuvenate yourself to get ready for your next day, okay? So what do you do to value you? Now, I look at it as, you know, I had a person tell me, you know, $50 for my consultations is cheap. It's too cheap. They're like, man, you need to charge more. And I've had some people say that $50 a month is too much. So it all depends on what they're wanting from me. So if they're just wanting my opinion, I can give them my opinion of what they're doing in about 3 minutes. I can tell you what I think about what it is you have to offer. So that's not a waste of my time. I take 3 minutes out of my day to talk to one person, maybe even up to five. But if you're talking to 50 and 60 people and they're taking 3 minutes of your time, they're taking a valuable time. You're moving up into hours, okay? So that's how I'm looking at things, all righty? So we need to really, really pay attention to that. If 30 people took up 3 minutes of your time, you've lost an hour and a half. out your day of doing something that could be more productive for you, okay? So pay attention to that, all right? 3 minutes, that's 90 seconds. It doesn't seem like a long time, but it is a long time, but it's long enough for you to tell somebody what you need to tell them. You don't need to spend 2-3 hours on somebody trying to get them to see their own vision. That's just where it is. So a lot of times when you hear people say, you know, get a free consult and it's only maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes and you're like, oh, that's not long. It really is. For them to give you free time and they're an expert at what they do and they're offering you 20, 30 minutes of their day, you know, and they're making probably crazy stupid money at this point, but they're taking time out of their day to talk to you about your dream, your vision, and they're trying to help you. So what you do with that time that you don't value from them is up to you. You may have an hour to waste or 3 hours to waste. They don't. So their time is valuable. So how do you value you? Now, when they start putting a price tag on it, that $50, you talk to a person and say you charge them $50 a month, okay? It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but let's break this thing down, and then we're going to be done for the day. I'm not going to keep you long, but hold on and make sure, I'll make sure everybody can hear me on both ends. Okay, good, yes. It looked like my phone had dropped the call. All right, let's put the value on it. $50 for a month, that's 30 days, and I give you 30 minutes to an hour once a week, okay? Not even going to say every day. So once a week, that's 4 weeks, maybe five, depending on where you are in the year. A couple of months out of the year, there's five. But we're going to go with four because that's the norm, all right? So you have 30 minutes to an hour. We'll go with 1 hour. I'm going to do, because that's usually what I give them. I give them 1 hour to talk about their dream, their vision for $50 a month for 4 weeks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's only $10.25 an hour. In some states, that's not even minimum wage now. So you break that thing down and show them the value. So first of all, you're coming to them. That's the plus. So you got a car. That's gas. You got to maintenance that vehicle. So that $150 ain't going to do it, okay, because the oil change these days costs you $50. All right, so you got to get there. You have the equipment that you need in order to teach them, the software that you're using to talk to them or to share with them, whether it's for graphics, whether it's for Microsoft. Some people don't have Microsoft. Some people don't have even just the regular OpenOffice, which is a free software. Some people just don't know. That's why they don't have it. So we it is our place as the business owner. In my case, I'm what you call open to marketing. I have so many hats that I wear. But today we're educating on your value. Okay. So gas in your car, depending on where you have to go. Now let's just say they live 20 minutes from you, ladies and gentlemen. That's a gallon of gas. We'll just put it, that's a gallon of gas. Okay, so nowadays, even with it being $3 a gallon, that's $3 gone for your transportation. Okay, not to mention you have a car note. Then you have your software, whatever you've paid for all of the software that you're using, not just one or two softwares that you have. There's going to be multiple softwares that you'll be using. Microsoft alone is almost $60. You may get it a little cheaper online, but we're going to say $60. So you're offering that right there, you've got your $50. They're not even paying for you to even have Microsoft, but there's things that you need to teach them. Some Microsofts will offer you up to 5 devices. So maybe you'll let that individual be one of those devices in that month. So these are little things that I'm just giving you to pay attention to. Your time, your expertise, now your experience, all these X's, your expertise, your experience, your knowledge, what is that worth? They're calling to talk to you. You didn't call to talk to them and tell them, hey, let me tell you how to work your vision. They have called to ask you. So, therefore, there's value in what you know. Maybe something they've seen or they've been watching you. You have value, okay? So what are you worth? Are you worth $10.25 an hour? What you've taken away from your time. First of all, you're 20 minutes driving. And you're going to go and talk to them for another 30 minutes, even if you say an hour. So you've just spent an hour and 30 minutes for them to only take up an hour of your time because you've got to get back home. So 20 minutes there, and 20 minutes back home. That's an hour. That's 40 minutes. So what's your time worth? And then you're spending an hour there. So 2 hours is gone from your day, and you're only charging them $10.25 an hour for the month. You have 4 sessions you're going to sit with that person. $50. I mean, are you not worth $50? These are some things that I tell people to look at. And we get aggravated and we get irritated when we talk about people who have, I know I want to go to John Maxwell's leadership training. But, ladies and gentlemen, to go to that training, and it's only 3 days, and it's $4,900. That's not including my plane, my hotel stay. I got to eat. I'm pretty sure there's something else I'm going to have to pay for when I get there. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, $5,000 for 3 days? But yet we don't want to tell people, look, I have spent tens of thousands of dollars to invest in what I know and myself to grow me to get this business off the ground, and you don't want to pay $50 for the information that I've spent tens of thousands getting to learn when they can basically do the same. So let them go pay $10,000 to learn instead of $50. So what do you value, you ask? How much do you value your time and what you know? Too many times, ladies and gentlemen, we pimping ourselves out, and we're shortchanging ourselves. So the knowledge that you have, your software that you've invested in, time it took you to even learn how to operate it, all of that, you put that in. How many hours have you spent of getting yourself to the place to where you can teach someone something? How many hours did you put in? Did you go to school for it? Did you go to college? How much did you spend to go to college to get a degree in whatever it is that you do, even if you got a partial degree? How many hours, how much money have you spent in that? Start calculating that. It doesn't average out. $50, that's a minimum that I believe most people who work from home, they should value themselves, a minimum of $50. You want to give somebody a free consultation, 3 to 5 minutes. That's it, because that's when you can see whether or not they're serious. Because when you mention the $50 and they say that they can't do that, then you know, start the clock. When that 3 minutes is, or that 5 minutes is up, you tell them, okay, well, this is what I see for you. I appreciate it, but I have another person to talk to, or another client, you know, whatever you want to call your prospects, whatever you want to call them. You just tell them, I have another client that's waiting on me, and I have to talk to them in 10 minutes. I have to prep for that. But it's been really great talking to you. If you have any more questions or if you're interested in my package, please hit me an email up. I'll send you an invoice, and we can get started building your dream. Thank you for calling, and I hope and wish you all the best. Get them off your phone. You don't want to spend a whole bunch of time with somebody picking your brain and taking your ideas, and then they go build themselves, and then they go charge $300 and $500 for what they know, and then people actually pay that. But they got it from you because you helped them get it started, because you gave them the ideas of how to make their vision come to pass. Because you took the time to write it down. You took the time out to learn. You took the time out to educate yourself. You took the time out to do the grunt work. You took the time out to get your feelings hurt. You took the time out to take the role, rolling with the punches, keeping your phones on, keeping your internet up, keeping your software updated, keeping all of the things that you need, going to school, going to other trainings, going to other events, spending the money to be a vendor. I mean, all of these things go into you prepping to become who you are, to where people will reach out to you. But then when they reach out to you, you don't want to charge them. I'm not Oprah Winfrey. I'm not. So they ain't calling Oprah because they know Oprah going to charge them some money. Just like with John Maxwell. He's $5,000. So am I going to trip when somebody charges me $50 or $25? No, I'm not. Simply because I know how much it costs to become what John Maxwell is. And that is nothing but a motivational speaker, a trainer. He's doing what I do, but I do it for free. He charges thousands of dollars because there are individuals reaching out to him. He has a facility. I'm trying to get there. That's what I am. My goal is to get where I can have a facility available. But guess what? I don't want to break people who are trying to get their start. And that's where I believe a lot of people get kind of confused with some things. You get individuals and you have them come through and then you teach them what you need to teach them, but you do not $5,000 for 2-3 days, really 2.5 days, because you go home Sunday. It's a Friday and a Saturday and a half a day Sunday. They send you to the house, and you're at that time supposed to have everything that you need in order to grow. Now, I don't know what you get in the package, but it has to be amazing, but I don't see much happening at once. I know a couple of individuals. The information that they're bringing is information that I've already received for free online. Okay, so all you have to do is take the time out of your busy schedule, since you don't have time for anybody else, grow your own dream, get on there and do your own research and teach yourself how to become whatever it is that you believe God has given you to do. How much do you value yourself? Then sit down and make you a price list. If you can make T-shirts, make you some T-shirts and put a price tag on it. Don't ask people, well, what would you pay? Go on and research and see what other people are charging, and if you can undercut that price with your T-shirts, then undercut your price. Because as people, more and more people start buying your T-shirts, you can start raising your prices. Supply and demand, that's just how that works, because it's going to cost you more because you're going to have to get things in faster. And if you keep charging $2 and it's costing you $10 to do shipping and to get the all of the T-shirts and whatever printing press that you need to get it done, you're losing $9. So come on, people, we have to really get to the place where when you're just small and you're in your home and you control a lot of things around you, it's okay to charge, you know, a little bit and give some people some free stuff. But when you have a whole nother facility to operate, that's where those fees come in. They have to pay for lights and energy and internet and hot spots and everything for you to have that to go wherever they are. Now, $5,000 is a little steep, but like I said, I don't know what they get in that package, but these are I'm just giving you examples of how they value themselves. So John Maxwell's got a lot to offer. He's got books out there, CDs out there, workshops out there. He has twice a year where he does his own thing. Ladies and gentlemen, he has 700 slots at $5,000 a pop twice a year. All right? That's the money, you know, that's yeah. So that's generating revenue for himself. I don't know if the facility is paid for, but yeah. It can get to the point where eventually, after a period of time, which he's been doing this for a while, I'm pretty sure a lot of that stuff's paid for now, and he's really just now starting to see his profit, and he's generating that revenue. He can travel, and he's trying to still make a living for himself because this is something he's got to retire off of. This is his living. So what are you worth? What are you valued an hour? So you go away for 3 days, you go to the doctor, and you'll go to the doctor. He'll put you in the hospital. He'll come and see you maybe twice, spend maybe 2 minutes in your office, and you'll get a bill from him for $1,200, $1,500. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, we need to figure out how to value your time. What you know and what you do is important, obviously, because you have people reaching out to you. So if they're wanting something from you, get something back. Forming relationships is great, but when it leaves you broke, then you might need to rethink your vision, because if you're not willing to put a value on yourself, I don't want to say a price tag, but find value in what you're offering, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to struggle. You're going to struggle. And eventually people will outgrow you, or they will move on because now they don't need you anymore. They've done and gotten what they needed to get from you for free, and then they're going to go on now and pay other people and give other people money for what they got and what they need to keep what they're doing going. And you're still sitting there wondering what happened. And I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about because I've been there. I am there. So find value in you. What's your self-worth? What are you worth to you? What are the expenses that you have to do in order to offer people what they need? And why are you not putting a price tag on that? You know, Michael Kors and Gucci and all them and Michael Jordan and Coach and all that, they find great value in what they do. But they have a staff, they have shipping, they have to get the materials, and I'm pretty sure that stuff is not cheap. So they have to make sure that they make enough money off the top, the profit side, to take care of some of the other things that they need in order to keep giving people what they want. You can't create and make an outfit with no materials, without thread or fabric, and you need stuff for that. Little whatnots and trinkets, you got to make the jewelry. A lot of people say, oh, well, she handmade and it's just some fish line and some beads. Okay, well, that fish line and beads cost money. And then, of course, they're sitting there making it for you to give you what you want, and you want them to give it to you. What is your value? Even if you put $2 on that thing, You brought a whole thing of fish line for maybe $2.50, and you bought 2 or 3 bags of beads. It might average maybe $10-$15, but once you get done, it probably only made maybe 10 or 15 bracelets or necklaces, depending on what you're using. Put value to make your money back. $15, 3 or 4 bracelets, and you got your money back. Then the other 10 or 15 is profit. Come on, people, we got to learn how to utilize what we have and make it work for us. And stop giving away our knowledge, stop giving away our dreams and building others and sitting there wondering what happened and when is our chance going to come? When is my time? When isn't my time? Your time came and went because you gave away your services. You pimped yourself out. So I'm not pimping myself out no more. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm not going to pimp myself out anymore. And I know there's value in what I have because there are people who are reaching out and they're asking for things that I'm doing. When they're needing things that I have to offer, it's just a matter of me opening up my mouth and not being afraid to say, you know what, I have this to offer. If you're interested, allow me the opportunity to share it with you. That's where we are. As entrepreneurs, you have got to be your own voice. You've got to be your loudest voice until other people can speak for you. Michael Jordan don't have to do anything but just put out there and let somebody else say that a new pair of tennis shoes is coming. Coach, same thing. You got television shows, AT&T free phone, new phone coming out, they're going to put the word out, new iPhone coming out, going to put the word out, and everybody's going to go and buy it, and then when there's problems with it because you got all these issues because they didn't get all the kinks out of it, then you're mad. I never buy anything that's fresh off the market because you never know what kind of kinks and callbacks you may have. Now, I'm not going to put myself through that, spend all this money when I don't have to, when all I need to use the phone for, I can get a phone that does everything I need for about $300, and I'm done. That's where that is. So find value in you. What is your equipment? Write this stuff down, ladies and gentlemen. You got to write that vision. What is your business plan? Have you created a financial business plan? And if you have not, then you're not serious about moving forward in your business, your church, your ministry. I don't care what it is. Church is a business. Anything that operates and you're generating revenue and you need revenue to keep it going, that's a business, period. You are an entrepreneur. You have a CD coming out. You had to make the CD. You had to spend studio time. You had to take the pictures. Cost you money. You have to get your press kit. That costs money. I'm Madeline Bass. Value yourself. This is So Real with Madeline, and we're empowering your mind to keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Go get your blessing. Have a great day.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.